from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Mayor Michelle Boileau says Timmins has been busy the past year and continues to be this year, preparing for growth in the city. In her State of the City speech to a Chamber of Commerce lunch, the mayor spoke about Team Timmins. That's what she and MPP George Peary call themselves, as they meet regularly to deliver on their shared vision for growth and sustainability.
But this is important because Timmins hasn't seen this kind of working relationship between City Hall and our MPP's office in a long time. And no mayor and MPP duo have been able to deliver on what we have together for Timmins.
Boileau went on to say that the advocacy work she and Peary did together last year brought in about $34 million for recreation, infrastructure for 240 new housing lots in Melrose, rehabilitating Municipal Road, and encampment response. The Kapuskasing Timmins Mushkegawak NDP candidate in the federal election says Northern Ontario needs a strong voice, and she is that voice. At her campaign launch at her Timmins headquarters, Nicole Fortier-Lévesque said when she was mayor of Moonbeam, she defended municipalities, healthcare, and francophone rights.
You can be reassured that I will be defending everybody in Northern Ontario, especially in Kapuskasing, Timmins, Mushkegawak, against Donald Trump and Pierre Poilievre's threats.
Retiring Timmins James Bay MP Charlie Angus was at Fortier-Lévesque's launch. She calls him a very good mentor. Many of the issues arising from talk about the 51st state and tariffs coming out of the Trump administration directly affect our region, yet the Liberal candidate for Kapuskasing Timmins Mushkegawak says this time it's more of a national than a riding-based election. Steve Black says Mark Carney has the strong voice and economic background to lead Canada through it.
When you have a U.S. president talking about making our country his 51st state, that's a bit of a national crisis. If it was made once as a flippant joke, it would be bad enough, but the fact that he's repeated it on a number of times and all of his surrogates have repeated it as well makes it a significant crisis for us to deal with in terms of that relationship.
Black adds that any campaign has a variety of issues, and while the national ones are in the forefront this time, Carney's concentration on the economy, jobs, and the energy and natural resources sectors are important to his riding. In Country 93.1 Sports, the Timmins Rock are hoping their trip to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan today is for only two games, not three. They're leading the Eagles 2-0 heading into tonight's game. They play again tomorrow and then, if necessary, on Friday.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.